I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Atlanta, what's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man! Glad to have you listening on this Thursday, guys. We have a very, very busy show. We are going to cover and continue to cover the SEC championship game today. A couple of friends of ours are going to stop by. Brad Nessler, the voice of the SEC, and Mike, a guy that we know well, and he's killing it. And that's David Pollack's going to stop by in the 5 o'clock hour as well, as we'll talk about the road to the college football playoff. We'll get their thoughts, man, on Georgia, Alabama, all the things that have been going on. So plenty of SEC conversation and Georgia talk today. But Mike Bell, it's official. It's official. And now we now know what we've been thinking was going to happen has officially happened. And that is that the players are locked out, that Major League Baseball, as of this morning, you know, is basically at a labor stoppage. And I know it means nothing now because there are no games going on. So it may not seem like anything, but Mike, this is a big deal because it shuts down all the conversation we've been having about getting Freddie signed.
Yeah, and I know it's been crazy that, to some Braves fans, it hasn't gone down. And I think when you see other names and other guys and the Corey Seegers of the world, pitchers obviously command a lot of loot, but you see in the Scherzer contracts and others, and Braves fans are going, okay, well, because we were told, well, we're going to have to wait to, you know, see what happens with the CBA, and we didn't get it done before the season started. So, yeah, a world without Freddie has kind of got people freaking out. In a nutshell, most sports, NFL, NBA, it is basically an even split of the pie, or 51-49. Baseball owners get 57% while the players receive 43%. Therein lies the issue. We've talked about it. You did a good job of explaining it yesterday. You know, in NFL, you get 4 years if you're not drafted in the first round, and by year five, you're on to your next contract, a big one if you're doing a good job. In baseball, you can outperform your contract from the moment you step on the field, and you're stuck for like 7 or 8 years, which isn't fair, and that's something that baseball players want to see change.
So how much of this gets done between now and the start of spring training? They will have multiple meetings. They will, you know, have multiple conversations. Rob Manfred, he knows this is on his watch. And for those who don't know Rob's history, you know, he is a labor lawyer. He has been a part of the Major League front office, Major League Baseball, for a long time. He's seen these things transpire. But it's on his watch, and he doesn't want a work stoppage, Mike. He doesn't truly want games not to be played when we roll it back around in the spring. So they're going to try to do everything they can. But the reality is you're talking about big egos. You're talking about a lot of money, to Mike's point. And the players, if they're stubborn, and which I think they're going to be on this, because this has to change to a certain degree. I don't think you get everything you want in these negotiations, but it's got to change. Mike, I don't know how far this goes, but that's the goal is, hey, we're going to have baseball. That is what they're hoping. I just don't know if that's going to be the case. In the meantime, we got to sit back and wait until all this gets resolved before we find out whether or not Freddie's going to get a deal here or not.
And then you have all the ancillary stories. And I've had today, I had another person come up to me at the gym and say, I tell you what, man, they're going to keep Ozuna and move on from Freddie. I'm not down with that. I don't know if that's either one of those is going to happen. I think Freddie will be here, but Ozuna, most likely they'll try to move him. And then there's people saying, can't we keep everybody? And you know, you and I talked about this yesterday. I mean, if there's one thing you could potentially do in a world without Freddie, there are trades out there. We've talked about the A's first baseman who's got a tie to Atlanta. We got, you know, the outfield in place. I'd love to keep Rosario. He still hasn't signed, by the way, so there's still opportunities there. But first things first, Braves fans want to know that Freddie is going to be here for a very long time.
404-741-0929 is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. If you're one of these, I was going to say Braves fans, but just a baseball fan, period. Because Mike and I have been through a couple of different labor stoppages, okay? If you're of a certain age, if you're over the age of 40, you've seen these things play out. And to the detriment, by the way, of baseball. Baseball is dumb in this way. The game is popular. You've got young stars. You've got a lot of reason for, you know, to be excited about the future of the game. And, you know, the TV contract, Mike, is paying more than it ever has for Major League Baseball. There are a lot of good reasons why they don't want this to happen. But the reality is a lot of baseball fans, Mike, and every time something like this happens, what do we hear? Oh, I'm done. Oh, I'm never going to watch again. The problem right now, or I guess the issue, is there are no games to say that to, right? If this was the middle of the season, it'd be a different deal, and you'd have a lot more pissed off fans. I don't think that's the case. Right now, we're consumed with football. We're consumed with college football. We've got so much stuff on our plate. But in a few months, we won't. And that's when it's going to start to feel for baseball fans, when no agreement has been made and you're going, what's the deal?
Yeah, I know that we've seen this happen before. It was a strike in 1994. It was a lockout in 1990. The only thing that makes me worried about this, Carl, is how Rob Manfred did not negotiate in good faith and basically admitted so much in an interview, which doesn't – you might be a lawyer and have a degree, but sometimes I'm not sure he's the sharpest knife in the drawer out there. But I just thought, remember how much monkeying around we got to just to get a season a year ago? Remember that, the 60-game season, how that thing went sideways? And for a minute there, it looked like we weren't going to get 60 games. I have no faith in these guys. I have no faith in either group, because, look, the players, I understand more of the players' side of this, but I don't trust these guys to get anything accomplished. I don't.
Yeah.
Because if history teaches us anything, these idiots will not get it done.
Yeah. And the other side of this is Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is when we come back around for spring training and games to start being played in April, and the players are saying, hey, we're not getting what we want. You know, their side of this is to strike, right? That's what they could have done. So the owners basically preempted them. If you're wondering, wait, how does this work? Owners say, all right, we're going to lock you out so we can start working towards a deal before you guys get to the season and say, we're not playing. So Mike's right. I mean, both sides are going to have to give in here, but I'm with you right now. And I told you, this is not going to get resolved anytime soon. I just don't believe that. Hit us up, man. We'd love to hear from you. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. And of course, find us on the gram as well. Dukes and Bell 929. I see you found some Hey Man Ale, Watermelon Line today, man.
Yeah, man. I was running around on the south side, and I went over to Cleaver and Cork to get ready for tomorrow's tailgate at home. Got some steaks, and I'm going to, matter of fact, I really want to cook them tonight, but you know, I have to wait till Friday. But yeah, I stopped by Cheers, and they're big listeners, and they've got a Watermelon Lime, two rows, by the way, and the Hey Man Ale. So I don't know about, I know some folks are struggling, but here on the south side, I know Cheers and Kedron, they got the beer, and there's other places around, so just go to the Oconee website. But yeah, man, said hi, picked up some booze for the weekend, too.
That's what's up, man. Do it. If you're enjoying the SEC Championship game, whether you're going to the game, you're tailgating, and there's nothing better to be at a tailgate and have some Hey Man Ale. So go check that out, man. And I know where they've got it on the north side as well. A bunch of places that I've stopped in and been at as well. Hey, Ross Tucker's going to stop by. Tonight, Cowboys Saints starts this week in the NFL. Both teams are banged up. But the Saints, Mike, no Kamara. I mean, you start looking at that roster and you're going, who's playing and who's scoring for them right now? I mean, you got a quarterback that they don't necessarily, at least coming from the coach, Sean Payton, I don't know if he wants this to be the situation, but it is, and that's Taysom Hill's going to get the start tonight. That has been leaked out.
Yeah, and they've got a four-game losing streak. It started with us. After they have surprisingly beat Tampa Bay. We've talked about Dennis Allen and the job his defense does against Tom Brady, but not against anybody else. Bills lit them up. Eagles beat them, put 40 on them, and now it's the Cowboys, and the Cowboys have their own, you know, injuries and issues, but still. And Dan Quinn, I think Dan Quinn's coaching from the sideline, Carl, after the last Cowboy game. So
COVID, right?
Yep. So I'm not sure what the logic behind it, but I saw an article about that. Our buddy Fish was talking about in Dallas.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But or just maybe he wants to have more contact with the players, because I think that might have something to do with the fact that the Raiders put 36 on him, and maybe I don't know if they came from Jerry or his son, but Dan's going to be on the sideline supposedly. So the victory tour over the Falcons was short lived because they've lost two games in a row, have the Cowboys and the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Well, we're going to talk to Ross Tucker about that coming up. Last night, guys, how about these Hawks? Speaking of being banged up, we find a way to get it done, Mike, on the road. And speaking of COVID, I mean, Coach Nate McMillan, out of safety and protocols, basically was not there last night, not on the bench, and they find a way to hold on. It got dicey at the end. Final score was 114-111. But Trae Young, man, five straight games, Mike, of 30 points and 10 assists.
Yeah, I watched it this morning on the DVR. I was doing stuff last night. But no, watch it today, Carl. And Trae was on fire. And there's a great stat we're going to get to later that Mike Conti put up about how the refs have been officiating Trae. If somehow he's like just a guy who works on getting to the line, it's a hell of a lot more than that, because they're not letting him get to the line as much. But Trae, unfortunately, he cooled off a little bit in the last 5 or 6 minutes. But guess who stepped up? Yeah, man, Clint Capella, jump shooter Clint Capella. He hits a skyhook, Carl, from 13 feet as the 24-second clock is about to... And that would have been a huge momentum shift for Indiana. It was a great finish, and Capella did a great job. John Collins had a couple of big blocks in the game as well last night.
Yeah, I think John had four, maybe, in the game total. So no Reddish, no Bogey. We knew that going in, but... And then you don't see Coach out there, and you're like, what's going on? So you got to find ways to overcome. This is what good teams do, man. You don't make excuses. You don't talk about who's not there. We understand the team's better with those guys on the floor. But I'm just glad that, Trae's able to do what he does. 13 of 27 last night. Did not miss his four free throw attempts. 4 for 4, Mike. But I think this is a storyline, as much as we talked about, Curry and some of the other stars around the league. Trae is having a really good season. And I think because of that West Coast road swing, maybe it took some of the steam out of the locomotive a little bit. But he is having a great year so far.
Right on. So now, as we've talked about some of the things that have to happen with all the injuries and everything else, looks like, winning on the road was a big concern. That was a big one for them.
It was. We're going to talk to Ross Tucker, guys. He comes your way, Odyssey NFL Insider. We'll talk to him about not only tonight's game, the Falcons-Bucks on Sunday, and much more. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. It's the one when you got to get stuff done. Cowboys and Saints.
It is Dukes and Bell coming up at 3 o'clock. Around 3 o'clock, we're going to get a chance to talk to Dante Fowler. Mike, we talked about it with Coach yesterday, and if you missed that interview, it's on Odyssey.com. That's Coach Arthur Smith about Fowler stepping up, and he said there are a bunch of guys that need to do that if we're going to continue to win. Fowler, had some kind of impact on the game last week.
Yep. So we'll ask him, hey, man, are you not 100%? What's been going down? One thing for certain, I'm looking forward to asking about 1.5 more sacks, getting him $1 million, as that was part of the restructuring of his contract. But we don't sit there and go, nice to have you on the show, by the way. We're going to keep it real because we have been very critical. We'll ask him what's going on with his game.
Yeah, we need him to be better, and he played better last week. Ross Tucker joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker, brought to you by BetQL. Get the BetQL app or BetQL.com today. All right, tonight, Cowboys, Saints, both desperately need wins, Ross, and I want to start there before we get into some other things that are going on around the NFL. I look at the Saints team and I go, how are they going to score tonight? I mean, all of their playmakers are seemingly hurt. And then I look at the Cowboys and they've got issues, but not as many issues as the Saints.
Well, you're right. But before I forget, Mike just triggered something. Carl, I got to bring this up. When you guys were talking about the Dante Fowler sack thing, I once played a late season game against a team, and one of the offensive linemen was friends with a defensive lineman for the other team, and he had a really big sack incentive, and he said, tell the O-line, I'll give him $50,000 for a sack. and so the guy said that to us, and I think he was joking, but I'm not sure.
I don't know.
We all had the exact same reaction. Well, it depends on how the game's going. I'll let them know in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
Which I thought was amazing. But, yeah, I mean, you have situations like that every once in a while. The guy had a big-time sack incentive, so him giving us 50 grand so he can hit his 500 grand or whatever it was, that math works. So we all had the same gut instinct, which was, well, if it's a blowout, let's talk business.
I love it. Any way to get paid.
Yeah, as for the Cowboys game tonight, look, I thought the Saints were going to get some of their dudes back. Still no Kamara.
Right.
Probably makes sense. Give them 10 more days. But maybe the bigger problem is no Ramchek or Armstead again. And the Cowboys are getting DeMarcus Lawrence back. And they've got Micah Parsons, who Greg Cosell, the NFL Films guru, said on my podcast, the Ross Tucker podcast today, he thinks he's the best edge rusher in the NFL already. And he doesn't think that's a particularly bold statement. I saw where Daniel Jeremiah said the same thing this week, which, by the way, the fact that a guy that opted out last year is a rookie, played linebacker off the ball at Penn State, and is only a part-time pass rusher, might be the best in the NFL right now, is absolute insanity. But now you got Lawrence and Micah Parsons going against essentially the third and fourth tackles for the Saints. That's a problem. I mean, I'm sure they're going to try to run it with Taysom Hill anyway. I understand why they're going with him, whatever it takes to try to change things up somehow. But that's a big problem, especially when the Cowboys are getting CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper back. You know, without those two guys, it really slowed down Dak and the offense.
And as we mentioned earlier, Dan Quinn's going to serve as the interim coach because McCarthy is out now again in the COVID protocol. So Quinn will be on the sideline. We talked about that earlier. Yeah, man, it's such a topsy-turvy division. You know, we like our chances. Look, no one has illusions about this team going all the way. But, you know, Ross, with Carolina looking like they're in flux with their quarterback situation and the Saints, and we've got one more game with each of those guys. We got the Bucs this weekend. But the Falcons, you know, we got a glimmer, man. We got a glimmer here.
Heck yeah, you do, man. I mean, look, you guys don't even have that much talent. We've talked about it before. I actually think, and nobody's going to do it because they're only 5-6, I think Arthur Smith should get some discussion for Coach of the Year. I really believe that. I mean, when you think about this team, you know, their best skill guy, Calvin Ridley, hasn't been able to play for a while. And then their next best guy, Cordero Patterson, is really a wide receiver. They've got it running back, and they were missing him for a couple games or a game or two, whatever it was. I'm just thoroughly impressed by what Arthur Smith's done, and we've talked about it before. I do think it's a real feather in the cap of Matt Ryan as well that they've gotten him to this point. I mean, I don't think there's very many guys on the Falcons that would start for other teams in the NFL. I mean, you're talking about Grady, probably Deion Jones, A.J., Terrell, Kyle Pitts would start for a lot, but not a lot, guys.
Yeah, and it speaks to the job that coach is doing. I do agree with you there. We're talking to Ross Tucker, guys. We do it each and every week, talking about what's going on around the NFL. And as you look at some of the games this weekend, I got to tell you, when I look at the Steelers, I go, this is a function of them keeping Big Ben a year or two longer than what they should have. I know why they did it, but now they find themselves in a rivalry game with the Ravens in a must-win situation if they have any hopes of trying to get to the playoffs. And, Ross, I don't think they're a playoff team. What do you think?
Oh, no. I mean, not only are they not a playoff team, there's a chance, and this sounds like hyperbole, there's a chance they don't win another game this year. I mean, I have Steve Fezzik on my Even Money podcast, the betting one. He's a professional bettor. He doesn't think the Steelers will be favored in another game the rest of the year. Now, they're the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going to win one or two of them. But just the fact that they won't be favored, I think, is very telling and says a lot about a lot, quite frankly. And, I was on board with them. I was okay with them bringing Ben back for another year. And I say that because I thought they were the best team in football the first 11 games last year. I mean, they were undefeated. They were playing very well offensively and defensively. And Ben was coming off the elbow surgery from the offseason. So I agreed with the idea of, you know, running it back one more time. It hasn't worked out for a lot of reasons. And so, but in that instance, I would have rather given Ben and this group of veterans like Cam Hayward and Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick, I would rather give them one more chance as opposed to going with Mason Rudolph or Haskins and those guys knowing they got no shot.
By the way, Tomlin's not in any kind of heat because, you know, he's one of those guys that the organization obviously believes in stability. But as you said, they tried to run it up the flagpole one more time. It's just not there.
Yeah, no, he's not. And I mean, they love him. He's never had a losing season. He's probably about to have his first one. I guess what they have to decide, what he has to decide, is if they want him to be the coach through the transition because they will have another quarterback next year.
Ross Tucker, our guest, guys, as we go around the NFL talking about what is happening. And one of the things that's happening is we're talking about, you know, Russell Wilson. Seattle's a mess, too. And, you know, we've been talking about this now for what, almost a full, you know, calendar year about Russ wanting out. If, in fact, they do have a losing season, which it looks like they will, is Pete Carroll done and is Russell gone?
Yeah, I think both those things happen. I think the organization decides that it's time for a clean sweep and it makes sense to get a new coach in there, potentially even a new general manager as well, and trade Russell Wilson, get a bunch of draft picks back, and use that to rebuild the franchise sort of from the ground up because that's what they need to do. I don't think Russell Wilson wants to be there anymore. I personally believe, I've said this elsewhere, I personally believe that he will end up with the New York Giants. And I say that because he just strikes me as a guy, you know, he's got big visions, right? He talks about wanting to own a team. His wife is whatever, a singer, model, all that stuff. I just envision them wanting to be in New York for all of those reasons, rubbing elbows with, you know, business people, celebs.
Right.
And if you think about it from the Giants' perspective, they need to do something drastic, guys. They need to do something. They've been the worst team in the NFL over the last 5 years.
Right.
They need to do something. Their fan base is eroding. Russell Wilson would give them instant credibility and would get those fans to come back that have all kind of lost interest the last couple of years.
That's a good point. Hey, Ross, you had 2 years up there in New England, and very quietly as they let the quarterback get better and better. And again, the completion percentage is insane. We've talked about how good Mac Jones is. But now, do you look at the Patriots? Can they be the number one seed, and will they be the number one seed in the AFC?
They can be. Man, I don't know. It depends on Monday night. It really does. It depends on Monday night. Because the thing I saw last Sunday when the Ravens, who are the number one seed right now, they're not playing great. I mean, the Ravens aren't playing very well at all. So it is ripe for the picking, but the Patriots need to get it done Monday night in Buffalo against the Bills. That game is going to be epic. It's kind of fun when the best game of the week is a Monday night and we can have it to look forward to. But I got to tell you right now, I probably would bet on New England. If I had to put a dollar on it, the number one seed in the AFC, I probably would go with the Patriots.
Yeah, me too. Hey, before we let you go, it used to be everybody aspired as a coach to get to the NFL for the most part because it was the highest level you were going to make the most money. We're seeing the numbers being thrown around at the collegiate level, Ross. You don't have to go to the NFL anymore if you are one of these high-paid coaches that we're seeing, you know, like Kelly now and Lincoln Riley. We know Nick Saban's in there, Dabo. We could go down the list, Kirby Smart. Does that change the dynamic of guys just wanting now to stay and stick in college?
I think there's a couple things there. One is the college contracts are a lot longer. You know, James Franklin gets 8 years. Mel Tucker gets 9 years. Those are fully guaranteed. NFL contracts are 4, 5, 6 years. So in terms of the commitment to and the money – you're going to get that, and you're still going to get more time in college than you are in the NFL. You know, especially if they give you that kind of money, they're going to give you 3 years. NFL, some guys are gone after one. A lot of guys are gone after two. So you've got more of an opportunity and a longer contract in college. Plus, in college, you're the head coach and you're the GM. You know, in the NFL, that's not the case. And in college, you can recruit five first-round picks. In the NFL, you can only draft one. Those are the reasons why guys do it. And if you're the head coach, some of these guys, like Brian Kelly doesn't do a ton recruiting. He just has his, like, 50 dudes firing off 50 calls and DMs and text messages every night. But he doesn't have to grind on the recruiting like the assistants do. Every assistant coach would rather be in the NFL because an assistant coach in college, you know, it's like you have two full-time jobs. You're coaching and you're recruiting. In the NFL, you're just coaching.
Great point. Man, we got to run. Appreciate the time as always. Where are you at, by the way, this weekend? Where are you at?
You know what? It's the first weekend. I'm done with my CBS stuff. I'll do Army-Navy on the radio next weekend.
Awesome.
So this weekend I'm going to my high school in the state semifinals Friday night. And Dan and Shay concert Saturday night. I'm going to be I never get to go out on a Saturday night. I'm going to be in rare form Saturday night concert.
All right, man. Oiled up, baby.
People better watch out for the 255-pound dude dancing like a madman.
Get it in, Ross Tucker. Appreciate you. Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker, guys, brought to you by BetQL and BetQL.com. Hey, coming up, we'll get to some headlines. Hawks win last night on the road. They face Philly Friday. Falcons continue to get ready for their big matchup against the Bucks, and it's official. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Season of performance deals don't get any bigger with 1.9%.
Strap in, youngins.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Hawks win last night. They beat the Pacers on the road. No Nate McMillan. Now, he was basically isolated because one of the assistant coaches tested positive. Mike, you know, it's funny. and not funny from that standpoint, but funny in the sense that in 2020, it's like all we talked about, right? Guys testing right. positive, not being able to play, and we thought we had gotten away from it. When you think about where we are in sports, we're dealing with it, but we really haven't. It's still affecting sports.
Yeah, and I just doesn't make as many headlines. I know we always worried about last year was what if an entire team gets taken out and yep. this and that. And we haven't had it with – I think Major League Baseball probably got affected more by it, and then I guess some of the regular season college games. Nothing that affected the playoffs. But, yeah, man, it's still obviously something you got to be worried about if you're in a high-risk category. But, yeah, Nate, hopefully you'll be fine. And what a match. I mean, again, we talked about it earlier in the show. Last night, I'm not saying playoff atmosphere, but it was a lot of back and forth and a lot of drama. And it looked like they were going to pull away, and then the Pacers would drop a three and they'd stay in. It was a pretty good game.
It really was. Let's hear from Kevin Herter, man, because at the end, there was a flurry of plays that I thought Herter might have gotten a block. He didn't. I thought he might have fouled at the end. He didn't. But it was one of those key plays at the end where Trey lost control of the ball. It was a turnover. They could have went down and scored. They didn't score. We end up winning the game. Here's Herter.
This is game in years past that we haven't always won, and have a lot of guys out and had a lot of different guys step up. A lot of guys made it shots when we needed to. Our bench was really good tonight. It's a good win for us.
Yeah, some guys thought that Kayvon grabbed Duarte's shirt. That's what Eddie the Artiste was saying to us on Twitter. I heard Dominique last night. Dominique was funny. He's like, that's just a terrible shot by Duarte. That's bad shot. It was like a weak-ass left-hander that never even got close to the rim. So, I don't know. I mean, it's like almost like he conked out. He ran out of steam or something. But the replay showed there was no contact.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, oh, no, he fouled him. And then, like, Trey, even in the moment, Trey's like, no whistle? Okay, let's go,
And then they almost hit a three from, like, outside half court at the end. It was crazy. An unbelievable game. It was, more exciting than you'd expect a regular season game between the Pacers and the Hawks, right?
Yeah, man. Another 30-piece for Trey last night. Again, if we or you or whoever's not paying attention, five straight 30-point, 10-assist games. He's putting on shows, man. And let's see what happens against Philly. Now, Mike, we love Philly. I mean, we just love beating up on Philly. Last year, that was so much fun. This won't have that kind of meaning because, again, it's not the playoffs, but these regular season games matter. Philly's got their own issues to deal with, but no Ben Simmons, guys. He has not been a part of their team for the entire season here so far, so we'll see what happens. But it's forever 404 night as our Hawks take on Philadelphia on Friday. Meanwhile, what else is going on? Well, our Falcons continue to get ready for the Bucks. Let's hear from Matt Ryan.
I think, we just haven't been in a rhythm that much in the past game. And I think a lot of it comes down to early just getting some momentum. I thought last week, while the numbers weren't great, we did a pretty good job converting third downs early, which is huge. We got the run game going, which we relied on heavy. But I think it's just about rhythm, trying to put guys in position to make plays and, continuing to make sure my footwork's, in a really good spot to deliver the ball effectively. But I really do think it just comes down to a play here or there to get us into a rhythm.
Fast start. That is the key. And I do agree with them. You cannot get off to a bad start against the Bucks on Sunday, Mike. You just can't.
No, like we talked about it and even spoke with Coach Smith about it yesterday. It's a weird, weird game in week two. And we're not sure what we had with this team, where we're down, getting smoked by 18, cut it to three, only to get blown out. So as we joked around on Monday, it's like you said, it's going to be a close game. I said, no chance. And we were kind of both right in this one. So, and as we said earlier, like, I'm not telling you how to spend your money. I get it. It's a strange fan base, which is still, I don't know what they're feeling about this season, but it should be a game that you'd want to see, I know it'll be a different energy than what it's going to be like 24 hours before with the SEC championship, but I hope we get some fannies in the seats.
Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. It's Dukes and Bell, and we want to transition and go to the WaitForward.com hotline. We told you he might be joining us around 3. He's a little bit early, and it's all good. Dante Fowler joining us right now. Dante, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, bro. We have been talking a lot about you and saying, hey, we want and need Dante Fowler to have impact on these games. Last week, he had a nice sack. It was a strip. We didn't get on it, but you're affecting the game. What's changed for you from the start of the season to where you are now in Dean Pease's defense?
I would say, knowing the defense, really just being able to go out there and basically just go out there and play fast, pin my ears back and just go and play. And, every week as the weeks go on, just get stronger in my pass rush and, get more better at that, and just studying my opponent and trying to outwork my opponent on Sundays so I can be able to make those type of plays on Sundays.
Are you feeling 100%, Max? I know we've talked about, you know, last year, the issues you went through physically. How are you feeling? Is that helping your game?
Yeah, you know, the NFL, it's going to be hard to be 100% during the season, especially, you know, with me being banged up and stuff like that. But, you know, on Sundays, I make sure that I'm somewhat 100% that I can be able to go and play full speed at all times. But I don't feel nowhere near how I felt last year. Last year, I was pretty banged up, and I wasn't 100%. I wasn't even damn near 70%. But this year, it's different. I'm out there. I'm able to, you know, pass rush how I want to. I'm able to bend and do those type of things and get to the quarterback the way I want to. So this year, it's been way better than last year, and I'm just trying to, you know, keep it going, keep polishing things up, and get to a quarterback for this team.
Dante, did you feel obligated being hurt and knowing that the team needed you and therefore you were going to try to be out there even though you knew you weren't 100? I mean, how did that weigh on you?
Well, like, I've been playing football all my life, so I really didn't, you know, like, I'd rather just go out on my shield. You know, it's kind of weird saying that in this type of level, on this level, because, you know, people rather protect themselves and protect, you know, whatever their stats and stuff going to look like, but I didn't care about that. I just wanted to go out there and compete and try to do what I can do for this team. But, you know, as it went on, I kind of realized that I shouldn't have did that, but it is what it is. And any moment, you know, any opportunity I can be out there to go out there and play on Sundays, I'm going to do it. But it is what it is. And that's why this year I'm trying to, you know, get to the quarterback and just show you guys and show my team that's the type of guy I am.
Are you saying by playing last year it set you back, in your opinion? You feel like that set you back? You may have should have just chilled?
Yeah, most definitely. Now that I look back on it, but it is what it is.
Okay.
Because we talked about before you came on, you know, restructure the contract. And to a degree, betting on yourself, as Dante Fowler joins us here, guys, on Dukes and Bell. But we were joking around, man, 1.5 more sacks and you get a nice bump. You get a little extra in the envelope, man. So I know, if nothing else, my man, you got to be motivated to get on the quarterback.
Yep, got to be motivated.
Is that all you're going to say?
Look, I would shoot my kid's sister for $1 million, man. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm telling you. I'd be like, what? How much extra am I getting? It's Dante Fowler. Let's talk about the Bucks, man. I don't know if you guys watched that film from earlier this year or not. I mean, we weren't in it, then we were in it, then we weren't in it. But we're two different teams now. They're different where they are, and we are certainly a different team. Tell us what you think about the Bucks and Brady.
You know, the Bucks are defending world champs. Everybody from the team came back last year. So, you know, they're gelled in their offensive line. They've had a lot of experience with each other. So we got a great team in front of us, but you know, we stacked up two great practices, and just going to keep preparing and working on these guys. And we know that this is an important game, and this is a conference game. And, you know, we know what type of game is going to be on Sunday. So we're just trying to get as ready as we can.
A lot of changing faces on that defensive line. I know we talked about Dean Pease and his defense. Are things starting to come together on the defensive side?
Yeah, for sure. I think so. I think we can get better, and that's what we're doing. But, you know, we're definitely gelling together and trying to play as a unit. And we see once we do that, we make a lot of great and a lot of positive plays.
As far as your pass rush, Dante, what would you consider your signature move? You talked about being able to come off the edge and bend. Do you bull rush? I mean, what do you consider your move that's going to get you there?
I'm more of a skin-to-win type of guy. And, you know, when whenever I can catch the offensive line sleeping or beat the snap, I can beat them with a chopper in the rip. I feel like people nowadays try to make it too difficult to get to the quarterback. I feel like people feel like you got to have so many arsenal moves when you really don't. Whatever's your go-to, whatever's your fastball to get to the quarterback, that's what you should need. So it's not that hard. Like, just whatever you got to do to get there, just get there. But I would say for me, more of a bend the edge type guy, you know, get to the top of the pocket and counter at the depth of the quarterback.
And we talked to Chuck Smith about technique, and that's interesting, man, because we talked about, you know, what is, you know, your signature move, what your go-to. So you're relying on your athleticism, which goes back to what Carl was asking you earlier. So that's part of, would you say that's part of the reason why last year was such a disappointment, just not being able to do what you needed to do?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I move in certain ways, and I was kind of prohibited from moving like that with my ankle injury and my hamstring. So, it is what it is. So,
let's talk about what's really going on. Are your Florida Gators ever going to get back? Are they going to get back to dominance, huh?
Yeah. I think we got – I know we're going to get back to dominance. You know, we're just going through this little phase right now. All the great teams have, but – we'll see what Coach Napier is going to do. I think he's going to turn that program around. I think one of the biggest things we need right now is a guy that's going to go out there and recruit, recruit these, the best area in all the football in the world, which is Florida. So he'll get some good Florida guys and get some good Georgia guys and all that stuff. And, we'll just leave it up to him and see how it goes from there.
Because if you get that, extra sack and a half, then Florida boosters will be calling for the big check from you as an alumni.
Yep, that's what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
He's always trying to help the program. It's Dante Fowler, man, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. All right, man. Before we let you go, though, I got to ask you about the defense as a whole. There are, it's gotten a lot better. And you talked about learning the defense. And we've asked every single dude, I mean, seriously, Dante, every guy that's come on, how difficult was this defense? You've played other places around the NFL. Was this the most difficult defense to learn for you?
Nah, I would say last year defense was pretty difficult. But this defense isn't too difficult. I think with the coach that we have with Dean and the way that he's doing things, he's trying to make the playbook simple where we can just go out there and play fast and the plays that we know that we can just go out there. He knows for a fact we'll play him 100%. We'll play him right. So he's making it simple as of right now.
All right, man. We thought you'd be a good fit in the 3-4, man. Getting back to what you did before, so it's more fun to talk about you kicking ass, man. Best of luck in the second half, man.
Yep. Second half, this is a strong stretch. So I appreciate y'all.
Hey, Dante, get your money.
Yes, sir. I'm going to win it. All right.
Talk to you soon.
See, we kill a guy and we get him on the phone. He's a great dude, never seems to fail.
listen, I don't know about you. You said you killed, you go after your kid sister for an extra meal?
Million? Oh, you never met my sister. You shoot her in the arm for $1 million.
I'm choking somebody out, Mike. They're going to have to throw a flag or two on me. I'm getting there. I'm serious. All right, man, we're coming back. Hey, we got plenty more to get to. That's Dante Fowler of our Atlanta Falcons joining us there. He was set to join us at 3, got done a little bit early, so we pushed him on, and we're glad we did. We'll come back. NFL Blitz is on the way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.